Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on your mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from.
Buckle up, folks. Blockbuster
here's
show.
What I tell everyone.
Coming down the pipe for you on What's on Your Mind.
I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Welcome, Tuesday edition of What's on Your Mind. Here to go. I'm Scott Henin. Kevin Flynn is here. Kevin was tasked yesterday with following the visit of President Joe Biden to Hawaii. He got the short stick yesterday.
Yeah, what did you do to tick off Henin?
So he's going to share with us. He's going to share with us a little detail on that. Jay Thomas is here from the Jay Thomas Show on WDAY to talk a little bit about last night's City Commission meeting in Fargo on the homeless situation. Plus, we have some debate talk today on the program, a little preview from a former aide to Donald Trump, Mark Lauder. Grover Norquist from Americans for Tax Reform will talk about how much he wants to hear about the economy and taxes and supply-side economics at tomorrow night's debate, so we'll do that. Steve Hallstrom is actually in Milwaukee. He's going to join us after his walkthrough of the arena and just give us a little preview of how things are doing. And then the money man, Brian Kronk, will be here as well.
Wait, isn't Steve the money man?
He's our money man.
Yes,
he's the Flag Family Media money man. Your money man, all of our fine listeners, is Brian Kronk from Collins and Kronk, because he helps you build that nest egg.
He does.
So you can actually retire. Not that I ever want to.
No.
This is too much fun.
I would go crazy. I really would. You know, my very good friend of mine, former Fargo Police Chief Dave Todd, he's retired now, lives out at the lakes, built a beautiful shop, loves putzing around with cars. If he didn't have that, that guy would come back and be a cop again.
He's got the cars and all the projects. He's always working on
helping all the widows out there, whether it's mowing their lawns or doing the snow or fixing people's vehicles. Yeah, I'd go crazy. I'd go crazy being retired.
My wife has already told me that it's not an option. Retirement.
Yeah, I don't think that.
Because she knows I would drive her crazy, right? Yeah,
I think Alex feels the same way, too.
Yeah, that's a trifecta for all three of us right there. Yeah, from my cold, dead hand, you'll get the microphone.
We'll sound like Sid Hartman drooling in her shoe, doing hearing aid ads, and then saying, what? What did you say?
What?
A couple other things that we want to get to today. One, there's a big announcement coming today about the Fargo Dome and an expansion. That'll happen afternoon, so we won't have details on that on the show today, but we will tackle that tomorrow. Just wanted you to know that's coming down the pike today. Also, the McKenzie County Ag Expo, which is sort of the Fargo Dome of McKenzie County and Watford City. Actually, that'd probably be the Rough Rider Center, but the McKenzie County Ag Expo is a close second. It's unbelievable. Got a little update for you on that for our folks in western North Dakota. And a story KFIRE TV is reporting today. We're going to dig into this a little bit. Dots Pretzels was born in Velva, North Dakota, right? And the facility started there. It's so wonderful. There's a story out now that the Hershey Company, which purchased Dots Pretzels some time ago, is going to be closing the Velva facility. That's a bummer.
Oh, really?
That's a bummer.
Well, I mean, we shouldn't be surprised.
True.
You knew what was going to happen.
But come on.
It sucks, but.
Ought to put it in the deal. Look, if you're gonna buy the company for $1 billion,
At least you can do is
keep a little North Dakota, sort of like the Dave's Pizza thing. At least they have the Corner Pizza. Corner Pizza, I meant.
Pizza Corner.
Pizza Corner.
They still have a Pizza Corner restaurant.
Yep.
They don't make the pizzas here anymore.
No, and boy, you bring that topic up I brought it up a couple weeks ago. Somebody had posted a picture on social media. They were down in the cities, and they were complaining about how much a frozen Pizza Corner pizza was, and it doesn't taste the same. I brought that up, and it was over 2 hours of phone calls. Some people still living about Pizza Corner pizza.
We did a taste test
when they sold it. It's not even close to as good as it was.
No, it isn't, and that's hard to do, but It's still good. I still buy them. Yeah. And you know where I buy them? PetroServe USA.
$6.99, baby. On sale right now.
Can't beat it. All month long, you can get it for a great deal, PetroServe USA. By the way, speaking of our friends at PetroServe, and then we'll get to this homeless issue, the Harwood Car Wash is now open. That's new in Harwood at the PetroServe USA. And they're giving out free car washes all week, now through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
I'm going to run up. Oh, that's right. I can't because a revoked license drunk driver hit my car parked in front of my house and trashed it. I guess I can't put my truck there.
Right. We don't
deal with the crime accordingly to the plan, and then they do other damage. 20 plus grand of Jay's ride.
Yeah, just in the suspension.
I'm going to go up there today and get a car wash for sure. Make it around the lunch hour, coincidentally. Just kind of coincidentally.
Yeah, absolutely.
But free car washes, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Harwood, PetroServe USA, all week through Sunday. Get up there. It's a great deal. So last night's City Commission meeting, Dave Pepcorn raises some issues. We played it earlier for the local audience and basically says, are we going to allow this?
Mm-hmm.
Did the citizens of Fargo want to allow homelessness to the degree we're now seeing it actually in public entrances and exits to the Fargo Civic Center?
One of them being a fire exit.
So Mayor Mahoney says back to him, what's your solution? What's your solution? What are you going to do, Dave? What do you want to do? And Dave is saying, I want a conversation about how much this costs and what we're getting in return.
Sure.
Which is why we want Dave Pepcorn on the city commission, because he asked those questions.
Yeah, I don't see eye to eye with Dave all the time. Actually, over the years, it's been less and less. But he still is a guy to have on that commission.
Yep.
He really is.
What's your homeless solution?
What is my this was a topic on the show yesterday, because I was talking about this on my show yesterday, that this was going to come up at the meeting. Look, I am all about helping my fellow man. Okay, people are down. There's many people that are just one paycheck away from homelessness. I get all that, okay? But there's also a thing called tough love. And at some point, here's what's happened. So many people that are homeless, this is not, hey, I'm in trouble, I got to get out of this. It's turned into a lifestyle. And cities are fueling that lifestyle. Look, you need help, I'll help you, man, but you gotta also help yourself. You've gotta, look, you know, why can't we set up programs? Look, you know what? If you're gonna take all these services, you need to show us that you're trying to help yourself. You're out getting a job. You're trying to get off the drugs, trying to get off the alcohol. I think, when you keep throwing these services out and you don't keep an eye on people, it just, again, it's a lifestyle. And at some point, it's called tough love. You got to cut them off, say, we're done.
So I agree with you that for some people, it's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle they've chosen.
Mm-hmm.
I also think there's a large segment of the population that is homeless that is mentally ill.
Yes, I agree with I would agree with that as well.
Or addicted. And if I, you know, Kevin's point was load them up in a bus and here we go. You're not going to be here. You're going to be somewhere else. What's his solution? Yours is a little bit different.
I have a caveat to mine. We show up with three buses. One bus says jobs. One bus says treatment. And for whether you're addicted to drugs or you have mental issues, the other one is anywhere but here. Those are the three buses. Anywhere but here, we'll take you to work, we'll take you to treatment. And we'll, to Jay's point, we'll figure that out. But you can't stay here. We can't keep building houses and enabling this. It's not sustainable.
Here's the problem with the drug addiction. Okay, the problem is that drug addiction is treated like alcoholism, and it's like a 30-day program you're out. Well, I can tell you right now, if somebody's meth, heroin, whatever, 30 days, that is not going to clean the person up.
All that's doing is checking a box and saying
days,
you did something.
Yep, 30 days they get out, and they're right back with the same group of people.
Yeah.
This state is, if this state really wants to be the forerunner and really fix the mental health problem, we are flush in money. Start building facilities and start paying really good wages to get the people here that you need to run those facilities. You can't just, you're opening up engagement centers. That is, well, we're helping them out. They got a shower. They got a place. That's fantastic. I don't want to see anybody out in the cold, freezing, starving. Okay? But you're enabling these folks. You're giving them needles and everything else. You're not addressing the problem. And guess what? Word gets out. Oh, Fargo, that's where, oh, okay, yeah, we're coming.
So your suggestion sounds to me like you're saying, Jay, is what we're doing now is not working.
It's not.
Take the same amount of money and build facilities so there is the mental health treatment for them, there is the addiction treatment for them.
We could open up the state hospitals again. There's a thought.
And I have to say, you know what my solution is?
What's that?
My solution is stop talking about money. Stop talking about resources. stop talking about it. Well, you know, we need more of this and more of that and more of this and more of that and everything that's got a dollar sign attached to it, and back up and say, let's get to the root cause of the problem.
Yeah, there you go.
And solve this problem without thinking money. So many people want to throw money at it.
Yep.
And that's like education. Oh, the test scores would be better if we spent more money. Give me a break. We spend more and more money all the time, and education goes the wrong way.
That's right.
Same thing on the homeless thing. I think you've got to be more innovative. I think, first of all, Fargo is born on third base when it comes to the homeless population for the following reason. Our weather.
Mm-hmm.
Because a good chunk of the year, people are not literally going to be able to live outside.
No.
Okay, the homeless population has to find a place to go. So that's going to be, in and of itself, a cleansing just in the weather. So we've got an advantage in that regard over San Francisco or L.A. New York City or whatever. But I think let's come up with a plan, an idea like Jay's talking. I don't doubt it. You talked to law enforcement today, and I've asked this question. Give you a magic wand, Mr. Chief of Police, Mr. Sheriff. What do you wave it to do? They all say mental health treatment because they're cops. They're not mental health.
That's right.
Engagement officers, and that's what they're having to be.
And these are officers that are dealing with these folks day in and day out, so they know, okay, this is mental health.
They ought to be around the table on a solution. More after this. Some folks say other cities should pay. What do you think of that? Talk about that coming up.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Did you know there's another way to manage your farm's risk and protect your equity with Margin Protection? Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. Margin Protection provides coverage against an unexpected decrease in operating margin. In other words, we can put a policy in place to protect your farm from changing input costs and crop prices. Join us at Irie Insurance for our upcoming Margin Protection meetings, August 29th at 8:30 a.m. in Devil's Lake at 4 p.m. in Hope, and August 30th at 8 a.m. in Hillsboro. For more information, visit our website at irieins.com. Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
Your wellness is within reach with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Enjoy every day made better with a Hot Spring Spa, in stock and ready to deliver today. For less than $99 per month, you can be physically better below the water, mentally better above the water, and relationally better beyond the water. Stop thinking about it and just do it. You'll be glad you did. Already have a hot tub? Trade up to a new saltwater hot tub and receive an extra $1,500. Wellness, every day made better, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Hot Tub Vinny, as Jay Thomas called him.
Yeah, buddy.
I think, you know, Cap, you got a wonderful hot spring spa. I have wonderful hot spring spa. We have a sauna as well. Jay Thomas went in there and said, I'll take one of everything. He's got like unbelievable. He's like customer of the year at Hot Spring Spa and Pool Tables, too.
I'll take it all.
Jay and I have the same hot tub. We got the same one.
Give me one of everything. Oh, I
love
tell
it.
You what. And do you guys have saunas?
I do. I've got the traditional sauna sitting out by the pool outside.
That's the newest addition now, right?
I got that last year, 2 years ago. Yeah, yeah. It's a resort back there.
Yeah, it's, I mean... And
yeah, it's cheaper than buying a lake place.
The top 12 health and wellness benefits of sauna use is something Vince can tell you about, and he's an evangelist for saunas.
Oh, yeah.
And for good reason. Because of, you know, all the bad stuff comes out, all the good stuff comes in.
It does.
It's unbelievable. You need a sauna. It is, it's life-changing. There's no doubt about it. Same thing with Hot Spring Spa. They're really great. Find them across from Walmart on the Bismarck Expressway in front of the Grand Cities Mall in Grand Forks or next to Spitfire in West Fargo. Speaking of West Fargo, there was some suggestions last night that West Fargo and other surrounding communities and the counties should be paying more for the Fargo homeless problem. Listen to this. This is Denise Kolpak and a suggestion.
Really encourage us as we look for the longer-term solutions here. How are we working with our area cities and counties? This is a regional problem. It's not just Fargo's responsibility, and we really are caring for this problem in Fargo. So that is a conversation I know Mayor and I have had on a number of occasions, but how are we going to be reaching out to them for resources and support? And the last thing I'll share is as we make progress on this issue, and it's going to take time, and we have made cuts. My understanding is we went from 2.7 to 1.3 in the budget for 2024 that addresses this problem. We need to continue to communicate with the public the actionable steps we're taking and the progress we're making on an ongoing basis so they understand it is very actionable.
So that's Denise Kolpak, the newest Fargo City Commission member, and a good one. Really cerebral.
Yeah.
I mean, Denise doesn't just say stuff flippantly. She studies this stuff and gets into it.
She's not like John Strand or Preston.
Right. I mean, those two are ideologues.
They are.
Yeah. And
how many more times are you going to watch John Strand cry at a commission meeting and sit up there and do one of his speeches so he feels good pandering to it's
the thing is that
you can't watch that guy.
John Strand believes it, though. I mean, he's a bleeding heart and he's an ideologue, but he believes that. He's not doing that for show. He believes that. He's a staunch liberal.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But you just shake your head and go, John, you live in a fantasy world, okay?
Right.
You don't live in reality,
along
John.
With all liberals.
You got a big heart. I get that. But this is not reality, John.
So,
you're going to end up having downtown's going to look like downtown Seattle if you don't do something.
What do you make of this floating of the idea? And by the way, I think Denise Kolpak was right. We need to do more to communicate to the public what we're doing about this.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're going from $2.7 million in city expenditures to $1.3 million, we better get creative. We're going to have less money. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
So let's make up the difference between $1.3 and $2.7 with our brains, with ingenuity, with the four buses or three buses from Kevin's idea, your idea of treatment facilities in the Bakken, and ultimately when they're truly reformed.
Go work in the oil patch. We'll take care of you. You got a good job. You know, if you're out there because you got drug issues, you went through the drug program, or you're going to get drug tested because they're hurting for people out there.
The
housing's already out there. Well, all you're doing is taking the homeless, moving them to another city. No, we're taking people that are homeless and able body can work, physically work. We're going to get them the treatment they need, and then they're going to get out of that treatment, and they're going to fill these really good paying jobs out in the oil patch.
What do they say about idle hands? You're enabling idle hands. When you're enabling idle hands when you just keep giving people needles and a place to put their tent and a place to just not have. I mean, what kind of life is that? We're talking about purpose. We're talking about a direction. Actually, a plan where we take you and go, all right, it's like Jay said, we're either going to make you better or we're going to put you to work. But either way, we're eventually going to put you to work because you have to have a purpose.
Sorry, Kev, 701-271-1100 if you have an opinion on this. We're going to be following this situation. Invited Dave Pepcorn to come on the program.
He's on my program this afternoon at 305 Davis.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yep. So this conversation will continue. There's no doubt about that.
You know, here's another thing real quick I want to bring up, too. Look, churches are getting all these tax breaks in the world. No property tax, no income tax. They should be, all of them should open their doors up and help. All of them should open their doors up and help when it comes to, hey, having a place to house somebody.
I don't know about all of them. That's
that's
a lot of churches. But I think a lot of them do. I mean, you can't not any homeless person walks into a Catholic church, priest is going to get them help. They're going to get them bucks. They're going to get whatever. And that's all. I've seen priests. They pull out their own wallet and they throw them a $20 bill to go get a meal or a bus ticket or
fantastic.
Whatever. But, you know, a coordinated effort among all of the church is a good idea. What do you think of this, though, Jay? Listen to Fargo Mayor Tim Mahoney echoing what Denise Kolpak said.
And as you guys apply for grants all the time, we try to get as much funding as we can. We'd like to see the county and the city of West Fargo kick in as well, because we're taking care of many of their people, as well as the city of Moorhead. So we feel maybe other people should get involved in this item.
All right. So what do you think of that?
Okay. So when he says kick in, what do you want us to kick in? With financial support? Look, I understand not every homeless person that's in downtown Fargo is from Fargo. Yeah, there may be some folks from West Fargo, some folks from Moorhead. How many people are not even from here? They right. came up here. But again, the city doesn't have a plan. Their plan is to throw more money at a situation or issue, and the way they're handling it, it's not fixing the problem.
Circular firing squad.
Exactly.
Bingo.
It's
yeah. enabling. Talk.
They don't have a plan. We sat here in 15 minutes and came up with a plan. I'm dead serious. We have a ton of good-paying jobs that are not getting filled out in the Bakken. Let's sit down and figure out how can we get, because look, there are people that are homeless that are working. They're busting their arse trying to get better, but the whether it's a fast food joint, they can't get into the housing, the crypto, whatever it is. I'm telling you, figure out something with the oil field out there. There's housing out there that's sitting empty. There's jobs that are sitting empty.
It's a good idea. Should West Fargo contribute to that idea?
I would not have a problem contributing to that because it's an idea that is bettering these folks. It's not keeping them in a vicious circle.
Yeah. So again, action.
Go back to the idea and the innovation before we talk about the money.
Yeah, and then,
show me a plan that is worthy of contributing to.
And if you
right now, if I'm going to pay you to let people sleep in a exit of a Fargo City Civic Center, I'm out.
Exactly.
No, wait. You got a plan that what? It's going to get these folks the help they need, and it's going to get them good-paying jobs. You know, Patch, as a taxpayer of West Fargo, I have a problem helping out. What do you
need? Look at ag. Look at not just the. I mean, look at ag. Look at the construction industry. Look at we need labor, just labor. In 10 minutes, we can show you what you're going to be doing. Go here. We need widgets put together. Whatever. Everybody needs help.
But the problem is, we've all brought it up. A majority of the folks that are homeless, it's mental health or it's addiction problems. We got to get them off that problem. And get that taken care of, and then get them into these good jobs. Come up with a program. We can figure this out, because there's a good chance if you take these folks and you yank them 300 miles down the road, get them in a program, get them in and out, and when they get out, they got a good-paying job. They're going to feel good about themselves. They're going to be away from all their bad actor people that they hung out with. They've got a better chance of being successful.
Collectively, what we've discussed today, all the different ideas that are thrown out here, would be a nation-leading solution.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be emulated everywhere because it makes perfect sense. And it's not about more money.
No,
it's about what it takes to fix this problem. And this conversation's not going away. As I said, we'll invite Dave Pepcorn on, the mayor, Denise Kolpak, all of them. Jay's going to be talking about this on the Thomas Show.
If you're around this afternoon when Dave's out of 305, if you want to jump in the studio with me and discuss this, you're more welcome to do.
Thank you, sir. Texter says elections have consequences. Fargo deserves this.
That's true. Very true.
Interesting. A little debate prep when we come back on what's on your mind. Don't go away. On MyPillow's 20-year anniversary, with over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and the MyPillow employees want to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. Queen-size MyPillows, regular price $69.98, now only $19.98, and just $10 more for king-size. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio square to get Mike's amazing offer on queen-size MyPillows for $19.98, or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott. In addition to this special anniversary offer on MyPillows, you'll also receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott to take advantage of Mike's special offer on MyPillows. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028.
USA News Update. Cleanup efforts continue in Southern California after Tropical Storm Hillary blew through. In Los Angeles, hundreds of trees that were downed in the storm Sunday and Monday remain on the ground and need to be cleared. The rain tapered off Monday in the Los Angeles area, allowing utility crews to work quickly to bring the power back on for many. Schools in Los Angeles are resuming normal operations today after being closed yesterday out of an abundance of caution from the El Nino storm system. The Food and Drug Administration has approved a vaccine that is given to pregnant women in order to protect babies in the womb from RSV. Abrysvo, a single-dose shot, would be given to expectant mothers late in their pregnancy and trigger the development of antibodies that are passed on to the child for the first 6 months of their life. Thanks for listening, my friend. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
PetroServe USA, the place for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. And a free car wash today. Actually, through Sunday, if you go to the Harwood PetroServe USA location, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. today, tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, you got a free car wash. They got a brand-new car wash up there at the PetroServe USA location. And they're serving up home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, too. Swedish meatballs on 45th Street, Fargo. Salisbury Steak in Euland, Sweetie's Meatballs in Glendon, Mac and Cheese and Sloppy Joe's MP Avenue, Salisbury Steak, 12th Avenue and I-29, Chicken Fettuccine or Southern Fried Chicken Bowl, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, PetroServe USA. I do not, for some reason, Mr. Super Producer, have the specials today in Harwood. So if you could maybe check that out. I might just go wash my car up there today and have some home cooking up there. Find out what's on special in Harwood today for us, would you, Mr. Super Producer? PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. All right. By the way, this homeless topic is something that we are going to spend a significant amount of time on, because I think we just demonstrated in a half hour, if you just think about this, not in terms of how much more money we need to keep doing the same thing, but rather, what can we do that is innovative? You can make a difference, and you can prompt something that could be a model nationally. Love that idea. Fires me up.
Well, effort and action, not just talk.
Exactly, and not just money. Not just more money, more money,
amen,
more money. So keep the comments coming by text. We had a robust conversation on it, and it's not going away. We'll pick it up in future programs. Our next guest is a former top assistant to President Donald J. Trump, special assistant to him, and he is the chief communications director at America First, the Policy Institute, which is, of course, the think tank, if you will, that has taken a lot of the policies that were done, checked the box in the Trump administration, and those that remain to be done. Mark Lauder, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Doing well. You made me hungry with all that talk about food.
See, do you tell me there's home cooking like that?
Every day.
There's not home cooking like that in Washington, D.C.
this week, and so I'm going to have to stop by.
Are you coming to Fargo for real?
I am, actually. My daughter lived in Winnipeg, and we are flying into Fargo later this week to make the short drive up there so we can go see her and our new grandbaby.
Well, for awesome. That's great. That's wonderful. We'll stop by for a cup of coffee. We'll buy you a home-cooked meal right there from PetroServe USA. So, Mark, let's talk about the debate. Donald Trump's not on the stage. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a good thing. There's no reason for him to be on the debate stage right now against eight or nine people who have no shot at getting the nomination. Why would you sit up there and take all of their arrows And so why don't you just do your own thing and make sure you stay focused on the true opponent, which is Joe Biden.
I would love for Donald Trump, as President of the United States, I know there's no shortage of advice on Mr. Trump, and he should do this, and he should do that, and he should do this, and he should do that, from, I mean, members of Congress to, you know, grassroots leaders to everybody. Everybody's got an idea. If Trump just did this, by golly, he'd win, and he's obviously used to that. But what if he's focused his entire campaign from this point forward only on Joe Biden and absolutely ignoring the rest of the Republican field? Would that be a bad strategy?
No, I don't think it'd be a bad strategy. I mean, you have to make sure that you keep making your case over and over again. But I think, you know, look, when you look at the debate tomorrow night, all eight of them are going to be standing up there basically saying the same thing. Let's bring back the Trump policies because they worked. I remember the low gas prices. I remember low inflation. I remember when the southern border was secure. The only difference is they're going to be saying, do you want the original, the real thing, or do you want to have Donald Trump on decaf?
Interesting. Interesting take. Let's talk about the other candidates for a sec here on stage. What are we watching from them? What, I mean, I know that the president's going to be doing an interview with Tucker Carlson, so he'll watch it later. But what do you think? I mean, most of these candidates are pretty excited that the president's not there, right? Because now they think, I can puff my chest. Right?
This is their only shot to introduce themselves and make their case to a large audience. So they need this moment. But look, I would expect that Chris Christie, Asa Hutchinson are going to go full on prosecution against Donald Trump. I would expect basically everyone else. I mean, look, you know, whether it is Governor Burgum, Mike Pence, Tim Scott, Nikki Haley, Ron DeSantis, even to a certain extent, they're all governors. They're all elected officials. They've been through this debate process before. So I don't expect them to make any major gaffes. Ron DeSantis has the most to prove because he's been falling like a rock. He has basically turned into Jeb Bush 2.0. So he's trying to save his campaign right now because a lot of his support has left. A lot of his donors are questioning everything. And so he's in very real danger of not even making it, you know, much beyond these early primary states. And for the others, I think most of them are going to be trying to get a place in the cabinet, maybe be considered for VP, or if you're a Mike Pence or a Ron DeSantis, you're positioning yourself to go, look, I can't stop him in 24. He's going to get the nomination. But if he loses and I do well, maybe I can position myself for 28.
I talked to someone last week that talked to President Trump recently, and he made mention specifically of Governor Burgum being a potential cabinet position member, maybe for energy or something like that, which I found is interesting. So that's basically sort of what the vast majority of that field is ebbing for. But that's where, Ron DeSantis isn't going to get that spot, right? Because obviously maybe, who knows? I don't know. He's a governor. But, I mean, who realistically out of that group do you think would fit into a Trump administration?
Well, I love Tim Scott as a VP nominee. I think he's got a great story. I think he's got, he's got a compelling record. And remember that hopefully when Donald Trump is reelected in 2024, he's term limited. So your vice president has got to turn around in 2 years and start running for president. So you need someone who's up there, who's tested, who's got experience in Washington, D.C., known to the donors, known to cable news. I think Tim Scott would fulfill that role. Nikki Haley will think that she fills that role. But I think that, you know, many of these folks up there could very easily find themselves, you know, in the cabinet if they wanted to be, because they're all very successful, very accomplished leaders in their own right.
Does that include Chris Christie? That was a joke. You don't have to answer that. But
I don't think Donald Trump will be nominating Chris Christie.
He is insufferable. It's unbelievable. Who's funding Chris Christie? Who? Obviously, he's got bucks behind him from people that hate Donald Trump. Who are they?
I don't know. But, you know, the one thing that if you're one of those other six candidates or seven candidates, you are hoping that Chris Christie goes up there and goes full Christie because he's going to say the difficult things that you don't want to say. He's going to attack Donald Trump because he doesn't care. He knows he's not going to get the nomination. So his only job is to beat up on Donald Trump, and they're going to let him. So then they don't have to do it.
What about Mike Pence? What's going to come of Mike Pence then? What are we going to say tomorrow about Mike Pence's performance, do you believe?
Look, I've known the vice president for 30 years. I actually was his his press secretary during the first year of the White House. And on the 16 campaign, so I have a lot of respect for him and his family. You know, he sees to be, you know, what you see on TV. He's a Reagan Republican, great on the stump, good on conservative values. But the challenge that he, and I think a lot of the other candidates face, is that the people want to see a fighter. They want to see someone who's going to fight for them, fight to stand up for their jobs, fight against China, fight against bad trade, illegal immigration, what have you, American energy. And they know he's right on the policy, but do they see that fighter? And that's what people want right now. That's why they nominated and elected Trump in 16. I think that's why he's got such a commanding lead right now. And so that more reserved, thoughtful, prayerful, conservative that we all respect, but is that the guy you want out there beating on the podium and saying, no, Vladimir Putin, this far, no further?
Yeah, I think of a famous campaign poster I have framed in my house, and it's a picture of Ronald Reagan, and it says, the time is now, when I think about Mike Pence, because I agree with everything you said about him. Decent human being, nice man. I've had the pleasure of interviewing him many times, met him. He's very kind. He's great. It's just not the right time. I mean, we need a dog-on-bone fighter, don't we?
That's what the American people want. That's what they say they want. And so, you know, I have a lot of respect for Mike Pence and his family. I've known them for a very long time. He is who he is, and I wouldn't ask him to change. But you have to be the right candidate with the right message at the right time, and I think that's where many of these candidates find themselves right now.
We're chatting with Mark Lotter, insider in Trump world and former top assistant to President Donald Trump, for a couple more minutes about tomorrow night's debate, which, by the way, we will cover in its entirety right here on the flag. We have a watch party. We're going to be talking to folks about their impressions of what they saw, who won, who lost, who's up, who's down. We're also going to be monitoring what's happening with Tucker Carlson and the president in that interview that is counter-programming the debate. What's the president going to do with Tucker Carlson?
Well, I mean, I would tell him to bring his A game, because, look, Tucker, I love Tucker, and obviously I know Tucker real well. He's not going to pull punches. He's not going to do a softball interview. I mean, Tucker, if you ever watched his show or listened to him now, he has very strong opinions in what he believes. He's firmly committed to those opinions. And he will challenge you on those, and he will ask you tough questions. So this is not going to be some sort of MSNBC Democrat cakewalk. He'll probably ask some very tough questions of the former president, especially as it relates to Ukraine, where he's got some differing views from many of the other candidates. So it'll be a good interview. I'm sure it'll be must-see TV. President would have it no other way. And, it'll be interesting counter-programming once again, take a lot of the oxygen out of the field from this field of candidates.
Tell me what you think about Doug Burgum and his candidacy so far.
You know, I love the fact that he got in. I think, before coming to Washington, D.C., I worked in state and local politics. And Indiana, is not one of the larger states. And so when you get a governor that has a lot of success, that has a lot of, insight into how things should be done in Washington, because it is so different at the state level than it is at the national level, I think you got to put you put your name out there. And I remember, going back to 1992, George H.W. Bush had just won the Gulf War, 90% approval rating. And every single serious Democrat at the time took a pass. They're like, no, I'm not going to go up there and be the sacrificial lamb to George H.W. Bush. I'll wait until 1996 and take on Dan Quayle. George H.W. Bush ran a horrible campaign. We had a slight recession. They got this Yahoo governor from Arkansas. I said, all right. And guess what? He got elected president of the United States. So there's something to be said for putting your name on the ballot and giving it a shot.
Makes sense. Only a couple seconds left. What did you think of the DeSantis memo?
I think it shows how desperate he is. He's fallen like a rock. He's trying to hang on. He's now punching down, hoping to hang on to second place, rather than looking ahead and trying to close the gap on first.
Very fascinating. I mean, I think it's a good approach, but it's just weird how it's out and we know about it, and it came from the pack of his, and the whole thing's a little strange, that's for sure.
Yep.
Hey, Mark, great analysis as always. Always fun to catch up with you. Appreciate your time today on the program, and we'll be watching the debate right along with you.
Thank you much.
All right, friends, 16 before the top of the hour, when we come back, we're going to tell you about something that is big, and I mean big, in the Bakken, okay? Plus, Grover Norquist on the debate, still to come from Americans for Tax Reform.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo. offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
I'm Jim. I'm USFlagpoleGuy.com. Are you the guy who represents our great country by assuming the responsibility for our nation's colors in your town? You are there every morning to pose at half-staff and every evening caring as Old Glory flies. I would like to inform you of special discounts and help U.S. Flagpole Guy can be to you at carrying and maintaining our flag. Parts and service, please call Jim at USFlagpoleGuy.com, 701-571-FLAG, or USFlagpoleGuy.com.
Enjoy every day made better with the Splash Super Pool from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. The Super Pool is made in the USA and comes in 11 different sizes and shapes to turn any backyard into a beautiful summer getaway. Set it up in less than an hour for as little as $50 per month, everything included. Come check out why this is North Dakota's number one selling pool since 1997. The Splash Super Pool, on display at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Any day we're doing Keith Urban bumpers, I'm fired up. So, way to go, Kev.
I love that one.
I'm kind of a groupie for Keith Urban, I gotta tell you.
Oh, man. Have you seen, you've seen him live?
I have. He's unbelievable.
Oh, he's unbelievable. Yeah.
Energizer Bunny. Hey, we're brought to you today by Capstone Classical Academy. Dr. Larry Arn is coming to town. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be epic. It's next week, Wednesday, week from tomorrow, 5 p.m. general reception, 6 p.m. dinner and program. If you don't know Dr. Larry Arn, Hillsdale College is all you need to know. He's the president of Hillsdale College. Capstone Classical Academy in Fargo is a member school of Hillsdale College. And so they are bringing him in for an event. The general reception starts at 5, 6 p.m. the dinner and program. Delta Hotel by Marriott. Get your tickets for this. and hear from one of the great educational leaders of this country. And someone, you know, talk about our founding fathers. You talk about so much of history that we forget today. They do this better than anybody, and weave that into what education should be. It's incredible. So go to capstoneclassical.com. You'll see the info, and you can click right there to reserve your tickets for dinner. Capstoneclassical.com. Dr. Larry Arnn from Hillsdale College, next Wednesday the 30th. Couple of texts coming in on our previous topic regarding homelessness. A listener says, North Dakota Health and Human Services is the gigantic gorilla in the room nobody has the guts to talk about. A $6 billion budget. Our law enforcement statewide is less than $500 million, but we can't talk about that. That's interesting. I'd like to break down that $6 billion budget. Yeah, we'll talk about it. Exactly right. Another, so you want to flood my church with liberal, progressive-caused mental illness? I just remembered why I don't listen to Jay Thomas. Move the problem to churches. Move it out west. Keep your problems in your own yard, says this listener.
Jay wasn't saying that. He wasn't.
No, he wasn't. I was just going
to
say. I mean,
bringing to the pews of your church. We're talking about church shelters. There's a lot of local shelters that are, you know, that are run and supported by church efforts, but they're all full. That's
by the
problem. They're all full.
The other thing I think churches should get credit for is Churches United for the Homeless. I mean, they've come up with a solution.
That's what I'm saying.
They're feeding these people. They're doing it. Could they do more? I don't know. I don't know enough about what is being done today, right now, in churches, but I would say they're the least of our problems right now. We need a bigger, comprehensive solution, and I think the idea out west made some sense. So appreciate the call. Our next guest, speaking about west, knows a little something about the great county of McKenzie County and their all-new McKenzie County Ag Expo. I want folks to know about this. They might be planning some kind of an event, because if you've not done an event in Watford City, North Dakota, you're missing out. So, I mean, if you're in Jamestown, you're in Valley City, you're in Harwood, you're in Hillsboro, you're in Wahpeton, think about this. This is unbelievable. And Kylie Roth is the event coordinator for the McKenzie County Expo and talks about some of the things they've got coming up and what you can do at a trade show, a banquet, an annual meeting, whatever. Hey, Kylie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Scott?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for joining us. So paint a picture of what this McKenzie County Ag Expo is all about.
You know, Scott, it's about everything, really. Anything from business meetings and livestock events, weddings, you know, rec shows, you know, you name it, we can do it here. Like you said, here in Watford City, we really can put on an event. We've got some great space. We've got Livestock Expo that we can do just about anything in, from animals to concerts or, you know, you name it there. We've also got our exhibit halls, which is a really awesome space, too. We've got state-of-the-art audiovisual equipment in there. We can host from, you know, 20 people to, you know, 1,000 people in that space. We've got some fun stuff coming up. The NDRA Rodeo Finals are here in Watford City again this year, and our local crew that puts that on is just they're expanding that event. They're making a Wild West weekend with just a whole bunch of fun stuff going on there. We also have the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame coming in for their fall gathering in November, and they're kind of doing some fun new stuff with that event too. So, I mean, you know, it's just really a great opportunity to put on an awesome event for whatever you want to do.
Absolutely, and they just do it different in Watford City. They find a way. It's amazing. I mean, tell folks a little bit about what you have in the way of amenities throughout the community, the hotels, the restaurants. I mean, this is a place for a meeting and a gathering.
Absolutely. You know, our community's done a great job of really welcoming whoever comes in for big events. We've got over 800 hotel rooms. You know, our restaurants really do a great job of putting on a great show. And then, you know, we just really come together as a community, even, you know, all of our local businesses downtown and otherwise, really just make sure that everybody is welcome, has a great time, and we really just put on a show here.
By the way, the North Dakota Petroleum Council has had their annual meeting in Watford City before, and a couple times now they're doing it again. this September. It's one of the most significant gatherings, huge amount of people, obviously, but also to the overall fabric of North Dakota and the, you know, the amount of taxes generated from that industry. And they swear by it. You talk to Ron Ness and the team from the Petroleum Council, they will tell you Watford City is a great host for events like this. And what's new in Watford City right now is this McKenzie County Ag Expo. And I would just encourage you to check it out. How do folks book an event, find out more about the facility?
We've got our website, which is mcagexpo.com. Or you can give us a call, too, and any of us would be more than happy to visit with you. And that number is 701-842-EXPO.
701-842-EXPO. And by the way, when you hear the term McKenzie County Ag Expo, sometimes you might think, oh, like a building at the fairgrounds. This is a cut above. You know, you need to see this for yourself to understand what kind of a facility this is, adding to all the other great amenities and facilities that are in Watford City. Great spot to do it. Connie, thanks for sharing the story. We appreciate it.
Yes, thanks, Scott. Have a great day.
We are Bully from McKenzie County, the single biggest county producing oil in the entire country of the United States. How's that for amazing? Hey, it's Scott Hinnon for my friends at PetroServe USA. There's a lot to love about PetroServe USA, and that includes the car washes. They have great car washes. When's the last time you stopped at PetroServe USA for a car wash? Best price around. Going to keep your ride super clean, just like my truck. And you stop in on Tuesdays for buy one, get one free. That's right. Buy one, get one free. Two for Tuesday. PetroServe USA, best car washes around. Tell them Scott sent you. You'll love it.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Your order.